Okay, well, we'll continue on looking at false doctrines and, in this case, some Mormon teachings. And so one of the things the prophet, so-called prophet Joseph Smith, said was this, I quote, "After you become a good Mormon, you have the potential of becoming a god." So I'll say that again. This is from Joseph Smith. It comes from the book, Teachings of the Prophet Joseph Smith, page 345 through 347 and 354. It says, after you become a good Mormon, you have the potential of becoming a god. Excuse me. So let's look at Ezekiel 28. Ezekiel 28 and verse 2. Ezekiel 28, 2. Son of man, say unto the prince of Tyrus, thus saith the Lord God, because thine heart is lifted up, and thou hast said, I am a god. I sit in the seat of God, in the midst of the seas. Yet thou art what? A man, and not God, though thou settest thine heart as the heart of God. So Joseph Smith may have thought he could attain godhood, and may think that his followers can, but they are very wrong. Okay, another quote here. This one is from their book, Doctrine and Covenants, chapter 132, verse 20. So Doctrine and Covenants, 132, verse 20. And I quote, "Then shall they be as gods, because they have no end. Therefore shall they be from everlasting to everlasting, because they continue. Then shall they be above all, because all things are subject unto them. Then shall they be gods, because they have all power, and the angels are subject unto them." So, wow, end quote. There's a lot there that's false. So, Joseph Smith taught that people would become gods and would have all power, just like Jesus Christ has all power. Let's look at Matthew 28, 19. Matthew 28, 18. Do we have all power? Sometimes people misquote or misinterpret this. Matthew 28:18, "And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto" who? "To me," to Jesus, "in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am what? With you always, even unto the end of the world." So, Jesus has all power, back in verse 18. Well, what do you think would have happened if Jesus would have given us all power? We wouldn't look to him. If he gave us all power the minute we got saved, we would never look to him. But verse 18 says, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. It's given unto Jesus. And then he says in verse 20 that, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. So he has all power and he is with us always. So it keeps us looking to him. Without him, we can do nothing. So Joseph Smith was way off. We will never have all power. We will always have to look to God for power and strength. And then in Psalm 90, in verse 2, he mentioned that people were from everlasting to everlasting. Well, that's false. Everlasting to everlasting would mean that we had always existed and will always exist. Well, from the moment of conception, we will always exist, either with the Lord or in hell, but we haven't. We're not infinity in both directions. You know, like in math class, you have a line with an arrow pointing in one direction to infinity, but our lives are never aligned with an arrow pointing in both directions. That'd be from infinity to infinity. And only God is the one that's true of. Verse 2. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. So only God is from infinity to infinity. So that statement of Joseph Smith is wrong on many parts. And then in Mormon Doctrine, page 163, it says, and I quote, "There are many gods," end quote. There are many gods. Well, the Bible says there are gods many, but we're talking about false gods, not real gods. 1 Corinthians 8:5. 1 Corinthians 8:5. And the Bible says here, "For though there be that are called gods," and that's a little g, "called gods, whether in heaven or on earth, as there be gods many," that's little g, "as there be gods many and lords many, but to us there is but one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and we in him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by him." So in verse 5, where it says, "Though there be that are called gods, whether in heaven or earth, as there be gods many and lords many," that's not true gods, that's false gods. There are many false gods, only one true God. Let's look at Isaiah 43:10. Isaiah 43:10. And this fact is borne out in many scriptures. There's only one true living God. Isaiah 43:10, "Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior." So verse 10 tells us, there is no God formed before him, and there will not be any God formed after him. So Joseph Smith is very wrong. Then Jeremiah 10 and verse 10. "But the Lord is the true God. He is the living God and an everlasting King. At his wrath the earth shall tremble, and the nations shall not be able to abide his indignation. Thus shall ye say unto them, the gods that have not made the heavens and the earth, even they shall perish from the earth and from under these heavens." So the gods, that's little g, the gods, the false gods that have not made the heavens and the earth, they shall perish. Psalm 96:5. The Bible says, "For all the gods of the nations are what? Idols. But the Lord made the heavens. So there's, when he said that there are, well, let me get the exact quote here. This is from Mormon Doctrine, page 163. I quote, "There are many gods," end quote. Now, there's many false gods, but there's not many true gods. People don't become gods one day, like Mormon Doctrine teaches. Then another quote. This is from their book, the Book of Abraham, chapter 4, verse 3. Book of Abraham, chapter 4, verse 3. I quote, "And they," the gods, "said, let there be light, and there was light." Okay? Well, let's look at Isaiah 45:5. Isaiah 45 and verse 5. It says, "I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God beside me. I girded thee, though thou hast not known me. That they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none beside me. I am the Lord, and there is none else. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. So if we back up here, well, let me just read the quote again. This is from the Mormon, the Book of Abraham, chapter 4, verse 3. I quote, "And they, the gods, said, let there be light, and there was light," end quote. But the Bible we just read here in verse 7, this is God speaking, "I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things." And as we back up there in verse 6, "that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none beside me. I am the Lord and there is none else." So he's trying to teach the plurality of gods. We're going to get further into this here. We'll have to kind of divide up our time because we went over on the other class. But let's go to Isaiah 45:12. Isaiah 45:12, same chapter here. It says, "I have made the earth and created man upon it. I, even my hands, have stretched out the heavens, and all their host have I commanded." Then down in verse 18, Isaiah 45:18. "For thus saith the Lord that created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it. He hath established it. He created it not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is none else." So Joseph Smith trying to teach gods created everything. But these passages show that when he created the heaven and the earth, he's saying, "I'm the Lord, there is none else. There's no other God beside me." We already read Isaiah 43:10-11. But I guess we're not that far away, so let's read it again. Isaiah 43:10. "Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I am the Lord, I even I am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior." So once again teaching that. And then Isaiah 40:28. Isaiah 40 and verse 28. "Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding." Okay. Maybe we'll take one more point and then we'll kind of divide up the time that we have left. So another part of Mormon doctrine is that there's a mother goddess, a feminine deity. This is from the Articles of Faith by James Talmage, page 443, so one of the Mormon leaders. And he said, I quote, "There is a mother God," end quote. And then from Mormon Doctrine, page 516, I quote, "God is married to his goddess wife and has spirit children," end quote. And that's from Mormon Doctrine, page 516. Okay, so first of all, man was not formed of a physical union, but by direct creation of God. So Mormon Doctrine teaches that God the Father has a wife, and that's why we're all here. That's how man got on the earth. That is totally false. Genesis 2:7. The Bible says, "And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul." So the word form means to mold into a form, especially as a potter. So we were not conceived and then born. God formed us, man of the dust and woman of man's rib. So this belief that there's a feminine deity is a belief of false religion. And we see it in the Bible. Jeremiah 7, 8. This idea that there is a feminine deity. Jeremiah 7:8. Behold, ye put trust in lying words that cannot profit. Will ye steal, murder, and commit adultery, and swear falsely, and burn incense unto Baal, and walk after other gods whom ye know not, and come and stand before me in this house, which is called by my name, and say, we are delivered to do all these abominations? Is this house, which is called by my name, become a den of robbers in your eyes? Behold, even I have seen it, saith the Lord. But go ye now into my place, which was in Shiloh, where I set my name at the first, and see what I did to it for the wickedness of my people Israel. And now, because ye have done all these works, saith the Lord, and I spake unto you, rising up early and speaking, but ye heard not, and I called you, but ye answered not. Therefore will I do unto this house, which is called by my name, wherein ye trust, and unto the place which I gave to you and to your fathers, as I have done to Shiloh. And I will cast you out of my sight, as I have cast out all your brethren, even the whole seed of Ephraim. Therefore pray not thou for this people, neither lift up cry nor prayer for them, neither make intercession to me, for I will not hear thee. Seest thou not what they do in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem? The children gather wood, and the fathers kindle the fire, and the women knead their dough to make cakes to who? The Queen of Heaven, and to pour out drink offerings unto other gods, that they may provoke me to anger. Do they provoke me to anger? Saith the Lord. Do they not provoke themselves to the confusion of their own faces? Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, mine anger and my fury shall be poured out upon this place, upon man and upon beast, and upon the trees of the field, and upon the fruit of the ground, and it shall burn and not be quenched. So, in verse 18, they were making cakes to the Queen of Heaven. So, we're going to come back, Lord willing. I know we're kind of over the time on that, but we're going to see the response of the men. God saying, hey, your wives have made cakes to the Queen of Heaven. So what did the husbands say? Oh, yeah, I know this is wrong and we need to stop. No, they defended them in their practice. So there is no feminine deity. Man was not the creation of God the Father and a goddess, like the Mormons teach. We were created. Man was created from the dust, and Eve was created from Adam's rib. So there was no physical union between God and a goddess to make mankind. That's an error of Joseph Smith. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the